Check it out.
Yeah. I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you?
Yes, I cannot live no other way. Good morning, brothers and sisters. Praise the Lord and welcome to the Morning Motivation Podcast live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Roxy Williams, here with you Monday through Friday, tackling our everyday issues with biblical perspective, with a new topic, life prayer, and assigning your daily task. Our topic for today is, have you ever needed another chance? Have you ever needed another chance? And our scripture for today comes from the book of Judges, chapter 16, verses 20 through 30. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me remind you that you can tune in with me live at 6:30 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, by calling 323-870-4180. But if you miss Morning Motivation Live, you can have the recording sent straight to your cell phone at 8 a.m. by texting the message MM for Morning Motivation to phone number 33222. Again, text the message MM in your message portion of the text, and then for the phone number, enter 33222, hit send, and you'll get an automatic confirmation that you now follow the podcast. Also, you can hear the recording at 8 a.m. Eastern on my website, fieldfire.com, or by following me on Facebook at Rossi Williams, R-A-W-S-I. So everything you need to know about me and everything else, even the ability to hear prior morning motivation, is on the website, fieldfire.com, F-E-E-L-D-F-I-R-E.com. By now, you should have those Bibles ready. I'm in the book of Judges, chapter 16, 20 through 30, reading from the KJV. And she said, the Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And he awoke out of his sleep and said, I will go out as at other times before and shake myself. And he wist not or knew not that the Lord was departed from him. But the Philistines took him and put out his eyes and brought him down to Gaza and bound him with fetters of brass. And he did grind in the prison house. Howbeit, the hair of his head began to grow again after he was shaven. Then the lords of the Philistines gathered them together for to offer a great sacrifice unto Dagon their god, and to rejoice. For they said, our God hath delivered Samson, our enemy, into our hand. And when the people saw him, they praised their God. For they said, our God hath delivered into our hands our enemy, and the destroyer of our country, which slew many of us. And it came to pass, when their hearts were merry, that they said, call for Samson, that he may make us sport. In other words, be a show or a spectacle for us. And they called for Samson out of the prison house, and he made them sport. And they set him between the pillars. Can't you see this in your minds this morning? And Samson said unto the lad that held him by the hand, suffer me that I may feel the pillars whereupon the house standeth, that I may lean upon them. Now the house was full of men and women, and all the lords of the Philistines were there. And there were upon the roof about 3,000 men and women, stay with me now, that beheld while Samson made sport. And Samson called unto the Lord and said, O Lord God, remember me, I pray thee. Have you ever called out to the Lord? And strengthen me, I pray thee. Only this once, O God, that I may be at once avenged of the Philistines from my two eyes. These are our last two verses. And Samson took hold of the two middle pillars upon which the house stood, and on which it was borne up or held up, of the one with his right hand and the other with his left. And Samson said, let me die with the Philistines. And he bowed himself with all his might, and the house fell upon the lords and upon all the people that were therein. So the dead which he slew at his death were more than they which he slew in life. Praise the Lord for the reading of his word. What is our topic? Say it out loud with me wherever you are. Have you ever needed another chance? And I want you to make that personal this morning. I'm asking you that question, and I want you to answer. Have you ever needed another chance? I can tell you I have. Have you ever needed a second chance, or even a third one, or a fourth one, or a fifth one, to fix something you messed up? Have you ever wished that you could have a do-over? You know, go back in time, saying, if I knew then what I know now, I would have done things differently. Well, I'm here to give you great news. Today, another chance is here for you. In the book of Judges, chapter 16 that we just read, we were reviewing the biblical record of the story of Samson. And I've been in this book all this week. On Monday, I took you to it. Ain't no ordinary Monday. Then on Tuesday, you know, watch who you give your power to. And on yesterday, matters of the heart. If you missed those, go to feeldfire.com on the morning motivation page, and you can hear those teachings as well. So here we are today after Samson has given his power to Delilah because he disclosed to her all of the matters of his heart. Things that he should not have disclosed to her, secrets which were between him and God. And so now he's blind because they, the Philistines or his enemy, they gouged out or plucked out his eyes. And so today they want to laugh at him. You know, that is what the enemy does, right? Once he comes in and he leads us into temptation or we sin or do something wrong, you know, maybe we fornicated or maybe we are in adultery or maybe we have had children out of wedlock or maybe we are a sin of omission. In other words, God told us to do something, but we're not doing it. Whatever our sin or whatever our weight may be, because it's not always just those visible sins. Oh, stay with me. You know how it is when someone is pregnant and we can ostracize that woman or, you know, we want to talk about that girl because her sin is visible, his sin is visible. We talked about some of this stuff after my women's meeting, my church last night, some of the ladies, how we're so quick to judge the people when their sin is visible, but here we got a whole closet full of hidden skeletons rattling all over the place. Everywhere we go, it's Halloween because our skeleton's falling out of the closet. But see, people can't see what we've done. So then we get up on our high and mighty soapbox, ready to point our fingers at everybody else. I tell you, I used to be that way. I mean, as soon as you saw me coming, I was ready to let you know you were going to hell. I was putting you in hell. But what about my own secret sins? Ooh, isn't this good? Have you ever needed another chance? And God chastised me about that thing. And I love it because he changed my whole personality. How dare you always want to call out other people? How dare you always got something to say about somebody else, always wanting to put someone else in hell. No mercy, no compassion when you're not perfect. Have you ever needed another chance? So then Samson says, look, the enemy has called me out to make a spectacle of me today, for me to be a circus. So he said to the little kid who was leading him, I want you to take me to this specific place. I want you to take me to the two pillars, you know, the two columns, those two columns that you see that are load-bearing, as we would say today, weight-bearing. And I want you to put me right between them because today my redemption is here. God has given me another chance. So the lad does that, and then Samson says, Lord, I'm calling out to you today. Have you ever called out to God because you needed another chance? Lord, I sinned and I'm sorry. Lord, I messed up and I'm remorseful. Lord, I need to make this thing right and I'm repentant. Lord, I know I didn't do what you told me to. I know, Father, I haven't lived right this whole time. Lord, hear me. And Samson called out, and, you know, he had lost his strength because his head had been shaven. But if you paid attention, hallelujah, don't you feel this thing to verse 22? It said, howbeit the hair of his head or his strength, his redemption, began to grow back again. I want to encourage you this morning that the hair of your head is growing back again. whatever it is that you lost because of your disobedience, whatever place you found yourself in today because of your sin, God says today your hair is grown. Begin to grow, has begun to grow back because I'm giving you another chance. Today is your day of do-over. Today is your day to make it right. Now, I know you cannot physically go back in time, but God says, I remind you of the scripture in Jeremiah 3:14. I'm married to backslider. I'm here. Even though the world may not ever give you another chance, even though people may not ever forget your past, even though folks may always try to bring it back or bring it up, understand that your victory, your redemption, your forgiveness, your grace, your mercy doesn't lie in them. They don't have the authority nor the power to send you to heaven or hell, but I do, saith the Lord, and today I forgive you. Today I forgive you. Whatever it is that you need forgiveness for. Hallelujah. Today I forgive you, saith the Lord. In the book of Matthew, chapter 11, verses 28 through 29, then we're going to get ready to go into prayer. The Bible states, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. How long have you walked around with the burden of your transgression? With the burden or the guilt, the scarlet letter of your sin, of what you did, even what you're doing right now, God says today, I forgive you. Come out of the sin. Leave the situation. Whatever it is, I know it may even feel good. It may even be hard to do. Maybe you're in a situation of adultery or fornication and somebody's paying your bills or, you know, this is how you got your job. It's just hard. Evangelist watching you to walk away. I understand. Because, see, I'm not perfect. I understand that sin is feeling good no matter what the sin is. But I'm telling you, today is your day of do-over. And if you will trust the Lord, and if you will repent today and walk away, and again, not just from the visible sin, but the hidden sin, if you will ask forgiveness, today God will give you a second chance, and he will help you to start your life anew, help you to walk in the destiny and the purpose he's granted for you. You don't have to be subservient. You don't have to be a sidekick or a side man. You don't have to be somebody's circus and spectacle. They call you out only when they want to make sport with you. You don't have to be laughed at any longer. Ooh, isn't this great? All right, we got to go into prayer. Our time is almost run. Say, today is my day of do-over. Say it again. Today is my day of do-over. I got a second chance. Let's go into prayer. Hallelujah. Father, this morning we come in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Come on and praise him, praise him, praise him, saints. Everybody who's listening, praise him. We ask the forgiveness of our sin right now. Father, we thank you for this day. We didn't deserve it, but you gave it to us. Someone else did not awaken this morning, but for some reason you gave it to me. You gave it to the people listening, and we say thank you, thank you, thank you. Today is our day of a second chance, a third chance, a fourth chance. Today is our day of do-over. God, we just thank you because now we've been forgiven. We've been forgiven. We have grace. We have mercy. We've been redeemed. Ah, we got a song, Lord, that even the angels can't see because they've only lived in perfection. But we've been redeemed. Our souls are redeemed. And we just magnify you for being such a great God and loving us. Now, Father, I come in agreement with everyone listening right now and with those with whom they will share a do-over today, a second chance today by sharing this message, that whatever they've done, we are repenting. We are remorseful. We are now turning from our wicked ways, and we ask forgiveness in the name of Jesus, and we say thank you. This is a second chance in life. Help us today to walk in the newness of who we are, that we are no longer the old creature, but today we are new in everything else we've done. Up until right now, it's been forgiven. Father, we say thank you. Bless them today, Lord. Bless them going in. Bless them coming out, Lord. Bless them, whatever they're asking for. Bless, 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 bless. This is a new day. In the name of Jesus, it's a new day. Hallelujah. everyone listening in Jesus' name. Say amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to give an altar call and then we're going to end with our task for today. For those of you who are not saved, or if you're backslidden, I want to bring you into the family of our Lord. Please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I ask the forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated. Now I confess that I am saved. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord, everyone. Our time is run. I just want you to say, today is my day of do-over. Say it again, and I'm going to end with our task. Hallelujah. Our topic for today is, have you ever needed another chance? Your task for today is to walk in your new self. If anyone tries to bring up your past, tell them, not today. Today is my day of do-over. Please share this with at least 3 people. Send them to feeldfire.com or tell them to text the message MM to phone number 33222 and they'll receive it on their phone. I'll see you in the morning at 6:30. Go get your blessing. This is your do-over day.
Live a good life, and that's what I believe. So hit the floor.